This just released. Mohawk Council of Ganawagi is issuing a statement to the community outlining many of the reasons for its decision to temporarily suspend the authority of the Ganawagi Combined Schools Committee and the Constitution. The statement, signed by Grand Chief Mike DeLille Jr. on behalf of the MCK, also includes a response to the aggressive tone of the proclamation document that was published in last week's Eastern Door newspaper, in which direct threats were made against Education Center staff and the MCK. This type of behavior is contrary to our way of resolving disputes and is unacceptable. The MCK has authorized an interim board of trustees to work towards addressing and correcting problems related to the Constitution. One of the biggest problems facing the parents is the confusion caused by having several different Constitution documents circulating. The interim board of trustees, which consists of Rena Sky Dibo, Franklin Williams, the three school principals, and special advisor and former director of education Mike Dibo, will be consulting with the parents and community to update the Constitution in a manner that addresses today's needs while reflecting and respecting the intent of the original Constitution. Once that is completed, education will once again be administered using a properly ratified Constitution. Now you're up to date.